Committee on Health Innovation will come to order. Enola, please call the roll.
Chair Tuck.
Here.
Vice Chair Lopez.
Here.
Ranking Member Costello, excused. Alvarez, excused. Representatives Andrade.
Here.
Borrero.
Here.
Chamberlain.
Here.
Gonzalez Pittman, excused. Lopez J. Rayner.
Here.
Rizzo.
Here.
Silvers.
Here.
Steele.
Here.
Tremont, excused. Williams.
Here.
A quorum is present, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Enola. Members, by your presence, we have a quorum. We have a quick in and out today, so we're going to have one bill on the agenda. It's HB 1421 by Representative Fine. You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I did have a 30-minute open planned, but I guess I won't do that today. HB 1421 is a bill dealing with independent hospital districts, obviously a subject we talked about on Friday in a different bill, but this bill does two things. First, if a government hospital, the only way you can get rid of it, if you want to today, is to sell it or lease it. But if the folks who run a government hospital district want to convert it to a private nonprofit status, that option is not available to them under Florida law. So this bill creates a new home rule power for these independent districts that would give them the ability to do that and lays out a procedure to do something that the legislature has preempted their ability to do today. The second thing the bill does, it requires all of those independent hospital districts to go through the process of determining, of hiring an outside firm to say if they were to put it up for sale or if they were to convert it to nonprofit status, what might that look like and might it make economic sense? What this bill does not require is these independent hospital districts to take any action at all other than the creation of those reports, and that is the bill.
Representative Fine, having explained the bill, members, are there questions?
Question.
Representative Williams, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Rev. Fine, could you tell me what would prevent them from actually putting the hospital up for sale?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There's nothing that would prevent them from putting the hospital up for sale today. They could do it. One thing that might prevent them from putting it up for sale is not having any idea about what it is worth today, which this will help them do. But what they can't do today, and there have been bills that probably came through this subcommittee last year with one independent hospital district that they didn't want to be put up for sale. They were a government hospital district, but they wanted to become a nonprofit, a private nonprofit. That option is not available to government hospitals. We have preempted their abilities to do that today if a government hospital district wanted to look into the possibility of converting from a government hospital to a nonprofit hospital. This would give them that option. But again, it requires nothing.
Follow up.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Does the bill maintain the current law requirements from how the process would like to take place?
You're recognized.
Yes and no. It creates a whole new process if they wanted to become a private nonprofit. That is not an option available today. But if they wanted to sell, that process is unchanged.
Follow up?
You can come back to me.
Sounds good. Additional questions? Representative Steele, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. And thank you for bringing the bill. My mind started running when you started talking about the nonprofit versus profit. What happens to the financial burden to the county or the municipality that's bared the brunt of it over the past decade or whatever, carrying the hospital forward?
You're recognized.
So thank you. And I was nervous you were going to ask me about readmission rates, so I'm relieved. I'm relieved now. I could make them up. Apparently you're allowed here. But the answer to that question, I'm assuming you're talking about in the event you want to convert to nonprofit status, part of the process that's laid out in the bill requires that district to have an agreement in place with every county commission in which the district exists. So if they can't come to an agreement with all of the county commissions, then they can't do it anyway. So the county commission has to be on board with the plan. It is not simply up to them and their sole discretion, and they go, hey, county, here you go. Take all of this. They have to work it out. So the bill lays out a number of pages of process in order to do that. But again, one of the steps is they have to come up to a consensual agreement between the independent hospital district and all of the county commissions that, you know, that that district falls into.
Representative Silver is recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Representative, I want to point something out that you mentioned in your opening comment. If it's profitability, is that the main metric? Or if it makes economic sense to go private for the sale, is that the main metric used to determine whether or not the hospital should be sold?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Actually, this bill doesn't determine what those metrics are. The decision about whether to put a hospital up for sale or if this bill were to pass, convert it to private nonprofit status, that is a decision that is entirely up to that governing board. This bill does not require anyone to do anything. Again, it does two things. Number one, it gives them a process if they chose to become a private nonprofit, an option not available to them today of any of these. And second, it requires them to do basically hire a market advisor to go and do a study to say what might the world look like. What they do with that information is entirely up to them.
Follow up.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for that explanation. That study, would that be, that's going to be paid for by the hospital or by the district or the county? Thank you.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Rep. Severs. A great question. Those studies would be paid for by the independent hospital districts.
All right. Thank you.
Follow up. Representative Williams, going back.
Thank you very much. The group that we're speaking of that will provide these services, how were they actually chosen?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That is a great question. They are chosen by the independent hospital district, not by us. But if you were to look at, I want to just find it. If you were to look at lines 227 to 234, it lays out the criteria of the groups. The independent entity has to have 5 years of experience conducting comparable evaluations of hospital organizations similar in size and function to the independent hospital district. It can have no affiliation with the district or any member of the governing body, which kind of makes sense. And it has to do the evaluation according to applicable industry best practices. But there are going to be multiple people who would be qualified to do this. The decision on who to hire is up to the independent hospital district. We are not making that decision.
Madam Chair.
Follow up.
Is there a fee for these services that will be provided?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That's also a good question. Yes, you're hiring an outside firm to do evaluation. They are going to charge something. What that is, I don't know. But again, when the three or four or five firms who wish to do this work present their bids to the independent hospital district, price, I'm certain, will be one of the factors that they put into consideration when they're deciding to do this. I will say that the amount of money that we're talking about to do one of these studies is not a lot of money in the grand scheme of the hundreds of millions of dollars that these hospitals cost. You're not talking about something that costs millions of dollars. It's hiring someone to do a study over a couple of months.
Follow up.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. So it will be mandatory for each hospital district to actually have these types of services put in place.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative Williams. It would be mandatory for them to hire someone to do the study. That is what the bill requires. But what they do with the information that study uncovers, that would be up to them.
Additional questions on Representative Fine's pro-home rule bill?
They don't happen often.
Seeing none, there are no amendments. We are in public testimony. Justin Senior Safety Net Hospital Alliance waves in opposition. Seeing no more, we are back on the bill. Debate members. Representative Williams.
Thank you very much. To require a district to actually have something put in place that's mandatory and can't opt out, it's mandatory for them to do, I think it's a little more than I would like to suggest we do for a company. So at this point, I think I'm going to be down unless I hear something differently that would change my mind.
Representative Andrada, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Chair. And thinking about this bill, I think this is a novel idea that, I mean, I think we should probably try and approach in other aspects of state government. I think the concept historically of these hospital districts was, generally, it's a similar type of concept as like electric co-ops. It's areas where it's not economically feasible for whatever reason to provide a service. And decades ago, in Florida history, there was some type of a need to supplement the financing of a hospital with, on the backs of taxpayers. At this point, Florida's we're the third largest state. We have a massive and growing population. We're financially solvent enough to where we should, if we're keeping our word as, you know, representatives of the state, work on reducing the amount of government that's in people's lives, including the option for these specific hospitals to be able to, you know, augment their financing potentially on the backs of taxpayers. I think that there probably are some benefits to these hospitals to switch to a nonprofit system. I don't think that'll affect their operations overly aggressively. And I am sure that there are several companies like Milliman or KPMG or Ernst & Young who are very capable of providing these valuations in a timely manner.
Additional debate, members? Seeing none, Representative Fine, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, I would emphasize the bill does two things. It gives them a path to become a nonprofit if they so choose. Doesn't make anybody do anything. But we have seen in the past some of these independent hospital districts want this option, and we have preempted their ability to do that. But the second thing it does is, as Rep. Andrade does, it answers a question. Just because something was a good idea in 1948 or 1928 or 1968 doesn't mean it's a good idea today. And as we saw last week in the bill that I presented, sometimes hospital districts want to keep things the way they are for reasons that don't have anything to do with what's in the best interest of taxpayers. And so what this would require them to do is to go out and hire someone independent and says, hey, might somebody be willing to pay a lot of money for this? That money goes to the taxpayers, and then it gets it off our books. Because the fact of the matter is, if the private sector can do it, the government probably shouldn't be. And so this allows some of these 30 districts, no one's ever going to want. They should be government districts, and that's what the study will show. But some of these 30, it may turn out there could be 100 people who'd be interested in operating them more efficiently and getting those liabilities and obligations off of our books. We're not going to make them do that. We're just going to make them get that information, and then they can decide what to do. But questioning every so often whether these things are a good idea to have, I think it's just common sense. And frankly, I hope this bill passes this year, and then 10 years from now, someone passes it again, so that question gets asked again. And that's what the bill does, and I'd ask for your favorable support.
Representative Fine, having closed, Enola, please call the roll on HB 1421 and announce the vote.
Representatives Alvarez? Andrade?
Yes.
Barrero?
Yes.
Chamberlain?
Yes.
Gonzalez-Pittman? Lopez-J? Rayner?
No.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Silvers? No. Steele?
Yes.
Tremont? Williams?
No.
Ranking Member Costello? Vice Chair Lopez?
Yes.
Chair Tuck?
Yes.
7 yeas, 3 nays, Madam Chair.
Members, by your vote, show the bill reported favorably. Congratulations. Members, that's the end of our agenda. And this may very well be our last committee meeting, so I just wanted to say it's been an honor and a privilege to serve with you all. We've done some pretty good work on this committee, and it's been a very robust discussion. So I appreciate you all, and have a good rest of session. And with that, Vice Chair Lopez moves with rise. Without objection, meeting adjourned.